In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. It is the Sunday of the Last Judgment, the Meat Fair Sunday. Christianity has always been a behavior-based faith. A behavior-based faith, one that comes with its own commandments, such as when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, and if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you, and judge not that ye be not judged. These are the Christian commandments. Christianity has likewise always been a grace-centered faith. A grace-centered faith. Grace as gift. Grace as God condescending to us, reaching down to lift us up. Grace as filling within us what is lacking. Grace as a new relationship with God, transcending the observance of Jewish law, mediated by Jesus Christ and inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, is this grace, mediated by Jesus Christ and inspired by the Holy Spirit. Only outside of orthodoxy is there an argument over behavior and grace, and opposing the two against one another. The result being the confusion of people about the Christian faith and the confusion of the Christian faith in its witness to the world, which no doubt pleases the devil. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 on this matter of Christian behavior. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that must not mean women, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Part of that epistle we heard last week at liturgy. You are bought with a price. The price is the precious blood of Christ shed for our sins. That's grace. That is grace. Therefore glorify God in your body, and that's behavior. That's works. That's the response. That's the therefore. The therefore. Due to all that God has done for us, due to all that God has done for us, God becoming man in the person of Jesus Christ, God dying on the cross for us to defeat sin, death, and the devil, God redeeming us, buying us back from slavery, doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. That's what the redemption language means in the scriptures. The price paid to buy a slave. To buy a slave is freedom. That was the redemption price in biblical times. So brothers and sisters, Christ paid that price for us as a free gift. He accomplished what our soul needed to be free in its relationship with God. He opens the door to communion. Therefore, we have to walk through those doors. We have to walk through those doors. Therefore, glorify God in your body. You're not off the hook. You're put on notice. God has done this for you. Now a response is expected of you. God has done all this for you. Now there are expectations. A response is expected. The judgment is depicted in the scriptures from the 25th chapter of Matthew. As depicted there, is definitely behavior-based. It's behavior-based. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Behavior-based, action-based, response-based. And the righteous in the gospel who do these things aren't even conscious of having done any good works. They say, Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee and so on? And the Lord answers famously, inasmuch as ye have done unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Unto me. The righteous in their response to God's grace are not conscious of their good works because they are inspired by grace. They are inspired by grace. God inspired them to serve and to do, and they work without thinking too much of themselves, since God gives grace to the humble. We read in the Word of God. And grace inspires us to love. And love is the ultimate revelation of the gospel of the judgment today. It really is the gospel of love. The basis, the measuring point, the standard for the judgment is based in love. There are those who acted out of love, Christian love, love recognized by Christ, and those who failed to act due to their lack of love. Those who did not see the least of the brethren and did not love them, and those who saw them and served them in love. Father Alexander Schmemann writes concerning today's gospel, he says, if God loves every man, it is because he alone knows the priceless and absolutely unique treasure of the soul of the person which he gave to every human being. Christian love, then, is the participation in that divine knowledge and the gift of that divine love. He says there is no impersonal love because love is the wonderful discovery of the person, of the personal and unique in each of us, in each human being. And it is the discovery in each one that of that which is lovable in him and of that which is from God. He says that too much social activism can actually sacrifice persons in the name of some ideal or some ideology, some broader good for humanity, while actually individual persons pay a price for that theory, for that ideal. And we see that happening in our society today. The goal, the Christian goal, is to see the unique value and treasure of each human being that God brings into our life and to love them. And to love them is not to judge them. To love them is not to judge them. And it's not to put them in a category, but to receive them, to honor them, to serve them as they are, to see Christ in them. Because Christ was saying that he is in the least of the brethren, and he is to be seen there. That's the challenge, brothers and sisters. And it's not always easy to do. It's not always easy to be sensitive to that reality. But that is definitely a message of Christ to us in today's gospel. To see Christ, to see him in others, and even especially in the least of the brethren. That's what he wants us to see. That apparently is what he wants us to see as we face the judgment. To be too busy loving others to judge them. To be too busy loving others to judge them. And if we don't judge, but simply love and serve, then we will not be judged. Hallelujah. Then we will not be judged if we resist the temptation to judge. And more grace will be given to us with more power to love yet. And as we read in 1 Peter, and love covers a multitude of sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our shadow.